Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What's going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stokastic here on the Odd Chopper channel, coming to you with another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks in the NBA playoffs. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell goes a long way for me, and this video goes a long way for you. That way you become a prize whenever great content is going live here at our little neck of the YouTube woods. Got Damian Lillard ruled in from the clouds. Looks as though that didn't matter because the Pacers are up 20 here as that game comes to an end. Merciless end, it looks like, for the Milwaukee Bucks in this season that has been an absolute stone-cold disaster as things rolled out for them. But we'll say we've had a really good playoffs betting here. I looked at the board here. We had what? Well, Knicks haven't tipped off yet. They tip off in like 10 minutes. So we're going to get ourselves the heck up out of here. But first, we got two games to break down. We got Cleveland at Orlando. We got the Clippers at Dallas. Got a lock on the board for you between the two of them. We're going to go lean like lock. Again, this lock, it's not a full unit lock. It's going to be a half unit for me here at the moment. Probably going to put a little bit more on it, and actually going to probably parlay two pieces from that game. I'll talk you through all the ins and outs of it. But first, check out Odd Chopper right now if you haven't already. Sign up down at the link below. Use promo code Lindy when you do, $14.95 weekly. Get everything that we have to offer there right in one easy-to-find spot. Get that premium betting card for tomorrow. With that said, producer Jacob, let's get to the picks. It's game six. We just saw some crazy, crazy back and forth there. Had a really narrow victory for the Cleveland Cavaliers with no Jared Allen on the floor. What was really nice is I was able to throw in the Evan Mobley over 9.5 rebounds for the people in the premium Discord. Been focused a lot on the MLB streets because, again, trying to be early to the party with some of these MLB plays that feeling more comfortable about as the sample size accumulates. And we're going to start hitting our stride here very, very shortly. And actually really kind of have the last week and a half, but had a couple of, well, you don't want to hear about it. Cleveland, though, in this spot, 4-point dogs going up against Orlando because Orlando has been awesome, routinely awesome at home this entire season. Brought that up here last time, but we've broken down both of these teams a lot. And I think the main thing to note is that without Jared Allen there, there was one piece of the rotation that I did not see coming. Marcus Morris ends up out on the floor in major capacities for Cleveland. And I think we're going to have to run that back to some capacity here. Because again, Tristan Thompson, not somebody you want playing crazy minutes here for you. And yeah, it's going to be 3-2. You're trying to get out of there. It's going to be a very tough, tough spot. But 104, 103, it ends up being. The game goes ever so slightly over again. Very low total that we were looking at there. Paolo Banchero puts up 39 in a losing effort. But the main thing for me, I'm just highlighting Tristan Thompson, just 9 minutes to Marcus Morris's 26. Pretty wild outcome. But we're going to start in the lean department. We took the over on Wendell Carter, 14.5 PRA everywhere. Also fell short on the 7.5 rebounds, obliterated, sorry, 7.5 points, obliterated his rebound prop. So went 2 for 3 on those. But Wendell Carter, 16.5 PRA. It's kind of adjusted to exactly what I said before. I think he's going to play more minutes. I think he's going to close. He played 33 minutes. If I knew he was going to play 33 minutes, this would absolutely be on the card at 16.5. But I think you got to lower that number to around 29, 28 at the very least, because there are ways that they go to the hot hand approach. It's a must-win game. If Mo Wagner has it going, if, you know, Jonathan Isaac has it going, there are ways that it trims off some of the minutes for Carter. So less of like a, hey, we'll keep him out there kind of a thing. It's more of like all hands on deck. So on the outside looking in right now, as for the like, the only play I've made so far in this game, and it's one that I think you should be jumping in on this second, it is Evan Mobley double-double. And I'm actually going to double-check because I bet that earlier this morning when we got news that Jared Allen did not go through shoot-around in Orlando, which I thought was, hey, you know, this seems noteworthy, do you not? But we were getting nice plus money on the over 9.5 rebounds last time around. Actually, open it like 8.5. barely juiced towards the over, but as the news came out that Jared Allen was going to be questionable, and then he ends up missing the game, great closing line value on that. In fact, his rebounds prop is now at 10.5 plus 120, which, again, you can more than okay fire that one up. I have no problem with it, but double-double there on the number, minus 115 over on FanDuel. Got it at plus 100. So again, maybe the 10.5 adjusted to plus 120 might be the best opportunity here for you, but glad I double checked in on this. It's ever so slightly still a play for me here, but not as good as what it was before. So Evan Mobley, I like it, friends, but there's no lock. We're just not going to have a lock. I'm not going to make up a play just to have.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Have it there for you. Also, this is really good spacing. Great job by producer Jacob. BetMGM, friends, first bet safety net up to $1,500. Get your bonus bets if your first bet loses down at the link below. I really have nothing else to add. Talked about this throughout the entire NBA playoffs. Get your money, honey. It's a great opportunity to sign up for a great new sports book, only if you're 21 and over. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. But check out BetMGM down at the link below if you haven't signed up already. Back to the picks we go. Yeah, we're going to be quick. We're going to be efficient here, friends. But the Clippers, the Dallas Mavericks, and a couple of things to really make of note here working through the rotations. My dear sweet Lord, I cannot tell you how crazy that was to watch just the Clippers fall completely flat. And shouldn't be that surprising. They completely went unsustainable shooting there when they were in Dallas for game four, pushed it to LA 3-2. Now Dallas goes home. They have an opportunity to close. And oh my, we just got off to a hot start here for the Knicks. I think the Knicks are up 7-0 right now. Did I just see that? Yeah, 7-0 to start off the game. Woo, darling. That's going to be a fun one. Woo, baby. Knicks plus 3.5. Can we get it done? Plus 4. That'd be great. And under 27.5 for Tyrese Maxey. And the under 202 for the game. That'd be great. I guess 200 was, again, I double dipped. Ended up putting another half of the 202.5. But anyway, that's a conversation for a different day. The conversation for today is talking about the center rotations. Yes, the center rotations, specifically on the Dallas side, because I thought there was some value where Gafford or Lively, somebody had to step into a larger role because, well, they had no rim protection. James Harden able to get to the tin ad nauseum. It was a whole thing. But one guy that will be on the floor no matter what, and he's a lean, PJ Washington, over 10.5 points, simply a lean for me here in this spot. Think he's going to be somebody that no matter what plays massive, massive minutes here at the four. They've rotated in Maxi Kleba, who has played alongside Lively, but Lively got the lion's share of minutes. Was a little bit surprised that the rookie stepped into that kind of a defensive presence, but he was like a plus 24 in the game, so it made sense. PJ Washington, though, over 10.5 points. It's looking okay. I'm not going to be pulling the trigger, though, because I think these two plays are it, friends. We're talking elimination game for the Clippers side. We're talking a very much want to win and get over with it game for Dallas. And Luka Doncic, for all the hate that he got after one bad game here, it is what it is. He looked pretty good to me against the Clips, and that has me a little bit more excited to back him here in this spot. I think we're going to be backing his threes, in fact, and this is kind of what I wanted to get at. If you are dinged up, if you cannot get to the tin ad nauseum, well, this is a pretty good way to go about it. Knock down some threes from the perimeter. We got 8 three-point attempts, only the 2 makes from him. I could see that volume coming up ever so slightly here as the Clippers try to make adjustments to keep him out of there. Plus, this is getting plus money. If this wasn't getting plus money, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Just throwing it out there. So check out DK. Wild, nice plus money for the people here. Three? You could go 3+ if you're trying to put together the parlay. What you know about parlay? But I think the 3.5 going to be the routine spot that I land on here. And I'm going to combine it, in fact, with a play that I've already bet individually for a half unit. And that is Paul George over 3s. Yes, I understand that it was a complete blowout, and I understand game 4 was unsustainable in the shooting department, but with no Kawhi out there, this has got to be the guy who has an absolute ceiling ridiculous game if they are to advance. And one of the things you do when you're a dog in these kind of spots is you try to up the variance. You try to knock down three-pointers and do what you, I mean, that's going to be their best hope here in this spot. It should be a competitive game, but I expect them to go down swinging, and as such, Paul George, the higher usage between him and Harden with Kawhi off the floor this season. Give me 3.5 threes for him, and again, If you're looking to make one play, just put them together for a little half unit and call it a day. I think it's a pretty fun card to be taking that kind of a shot. And that does it for another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks. You know what to do. Go to that comment section below. Let me know your favorite play that exists here for this Friday slate that we have before us. Thank you, producer Jacob. Per usual, good stuff. Great week in the books here in the NBA streets. Hopefully the MLB streets can come along for the ride here sooner rather than later. Until next time, friends, I'm Eric Lindquist. Best of luck in the NBA streets on Friday.